This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Back after a couple of weeks off. It was really cool. All three of my daughters, who are gainfully employed, they were all able to adjust their work schedule so that they could go on the trip
with
us.
And that's not easy.
It's not easy. It's getting tougher and tougher. My son-in-law could not. This is a real busy season for him.
Sure, because he's a pilot.
Yes, but all three girls went, which was really cool. And two good friends, Nicole and Jessamine from 710. And then the listeners.
I know.
The listeners. I'm telling you, Ursula.
Family, too.
Just lovely, lovely people. And I told them this, that it's very odd to do a radio show because you don't get feedback. You can only imagine when you say something and then you leave a little pregnant pause hanging there. You can only imagine who's out there listening. And then when I see just how normal and nice they are, and good looking too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a very good looking group of people. I couldn't help but notice.
Of course, not that that matters, but
it helps. It helps. Come on, it makes life a lot easier.
Boy.
It makes life a lot easier.
But in any case, it is my favorite thing, and I can only imagine being able to spend a week in these beautiful locations, or more than a week, with people who are really enjoyable to be around.
Yeah, and so and one of the guys, passed around emails and wants to have get-togethers upon
nice.
The return. And
no, I was already super jealous, but the fact that you had a great group of listeners too,
yeah,
I'm really jealous.
And then we saw, couples who had just met each other because we had a little party the first night. Couples who had met each other, we saw them dining together later in the week. Like I said, one night we were hanging up for karaoke, and a bunch of listeners just came over and were hanging out with us. And
nice.
And yeah, it was really sweet.
So did you have like group seating too? Did you have a lot of the same dining times?
No.
Okay.
No. So none of that.
Everyone kind of does their own thing, like excursions during the day and
sure.
stuff like that. So we'd see everybody around. We'd cross paths. But for the most part, we had the three parties with the listeners. And those were our like chat mingle times. And then sometimes at the pool.
So anyway, here's my goal now.
Okay.
So they had a little lounge right off the casino on the ship. And there was a woman playing piano and singing every night. And my daughters just fell in love with her. Mm-hmm. I thought she was fantastic.
Yes. Well, one daughter specifically.
Yes. And so I want to get her on the show.
Oh, that would be great.
Tatiana. She was from, where is she from? Serbia?
Ukraine.
From the Ukraine.
Boy, it's hard to get them. I mean, they're going all the time.
But she's doing a cruise out of Seattle, I hear, in September.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
And it's, I believe, now this would just be kismet if we could make this happen. But I think she's leaving Seattle on Sunday the 15th.
Yeah, but I think we haven't mentioned why that's a special day.
Oh.
So stop.
That's a really good catch on
yeah.
your part.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Never mind.
Good catch.
Yeah,
anyway, we're
going to
try
great
to get,
catch.
We're going to try to get her on the show.
Okay.
We're going to try to get Tatiana on the show. You want to hear a little bit of Tatiana?
Yes.
So is this the song I requested?
Yes.
She had just killed a Lady Gaga song. So I thought, well, I bet she could do Chandelier by Sia, which is about as challenging as
yes.
a song gets for a singer. Listen to my Tatiana from the Ukraine. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 4 5 to la come on,
that's super
come
high.
On
yes.
And then when she was singing Piano Man by Billy Joel, he has that line, they sit at the bar and put put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? And I was thinking, this, she should be a headliner. She should be on the Vegas Strip headlining.
Every time I'm on a cruise, I'm always surprised that the talent is actually talented.
Yes.
Did you hear? Wait, I got a little of her with a special duet partner.
That dude should be a headliner.
No, he should. He should, absolutely. That guy's got some pipes there. So anyway, we'll see if we can get Tatiana.
Oh, very cool.
On the show. Yeah, she was a sweetheart. Okay, let's see. Some of the other stuff that happened while we were gone in the news. And as I said, some of this goes back 2 weeks old news.
Mm-hmm.
But I just knew I had to comment on it. So this thing about Fergie, our attorney general. So let me make sure I understand this. So he's suing the United States Navy because the flights going in and out of Naval Air Station Whidbey.
Mm-hmm.
That they're making too much noise. And here's him scolding the Navy.
The Navy needs to look before it leaps. They did not do that here.
Okay. Because I guess they're running even more growlers out of there now. Let me tell you something. This is something the government does, and this guy's such a grandstander. Ferguson is one of the worst people in politics that I've ever, ever, ever experienced, who just wants to go after the Trump administration, go after the military, go after anything that's in the center or right, and he will give a complete legal free pass to everything and everybody on the left. And that's really scary when you have an attorney general who makes decisions based on whether somebody has a D or an R next to their name. Now, if you live on Whidbey Island, you know that there's a Naval Air Station there. And that was built into your price when you built that house. If you're in a place where jet noise is annoying, you probably got a discount when you bought that house. And it's just like above the radio station here. They put up these stupid freeway sound barriers, spent $30, $40 million, and they said, well, the people who live right next to the freeway, they don't like listening to all that car noise. You know what? The freeway was there when every single one of those people bought the house, and that discount was built in, and then on top of that, the taxpayers have to spend, I think it was $40 million, so they could get this additional sound barrier. And to sue on behalf of Whidbey residents, when we're talking about the Naval Air Station, which is the lifeblood economically of Whidbey Island. Well, I tell you what, I used to love, when I was coaching, going to games at Oak Harbor High School, because you want to talk about a school where they had this gigantic flag.
Very patriotic.
That they unfurl from the ceiling right at midcourt. And their kids, when I was coaching, they didn't always have the strongest teams. But their kids were just standing on the line, hand over heart. Very, very patriotic. And for Fergie to be suing the Navy because of flights going in and out of a naval air station that everybody knew was there when they bought their house is just another example of the ridiculous grandstanding of this guy. And then there's this one. This is over a week old, too. I'm sorry that I have to get caught up in all these old stories here. Obesity is now a disability in Washington? Did we cover this last week?
Yes.
So the Americans with Disabilities Act correctly does not list obesity as a disability. But this guy went running to court and ended up all the way in the Washington State Supreme Court. And by a 7-2 margin, these knucklehead Supreme Court justices ruled that that obesity is a disability, and you're covered by an anti-discrimination statute. And this all came from the case of a guy named Casey Taylor, He applied for a job with the railroad 12 years ago. And they told him, we don't hire anybody with a body mass index over 35. And he had a body mass index of 41.3. He was 5 feet 6 inches tall. He weighed 256 pounds at the time. And they said, yeah, we'd hire you as a electronic technician, but because your body mass index is over, way over what's allowable to us, and the state Supreme Court said, yeah, we don't care what the ADA says, the Americans with Disabilities Act. We in Washington State, we will go way beyond the federal law, and we'll make being fat a disability. And I will tell you something right now. What a slap in the face to our military people who have had limbs blown off, or people who were born with congenital defects, deformities, where they don't have a leg or use of their arms. And they would love to be able to, through diligence, get their legs and arms back working. But they can't. They don't have that option because they have true disabilities. For fat people, the disability is you. If you want to lose weight, unless, and you always got to put in the disclaimer, unless it's glandular, which it hardly ever is. For 98% of fat people, it's that they eat too much, they don't exercise enough, and you can control it. And to rule that as a disability, what a slap in the face to actual disabled people.
Okay, Dory, with this particular line, though, tell me your opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
It is illegal for employers in Washington to refuse to hire qualified potential employees because the employer perceives them to be obese.
Well, first of all, this employer, it wasn't an issue of perception. It was they had a defined body mass index, and this guy was way over it. Secondly, depending on the job, if...
Because you know what? You can be obese, and I think many people would be considered obese, but they're perfectly able to do a job.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm just talking about this guy. 5'6", 256
right.
pounds.
But as you know, the court will rule, and this is not just for this case, but it's for any other case.
Right, but we're the only state that's doing it. Yeah. Because the other states have a modicum of you should take care of your own life. And whether people want to accept this or not, if I had a business where there's somebody who's the face of my business at the front desk or elsewhere, I wouldn't want somebody who's anorexic. I wouldn't want somebody who weighs 80 pounds and is, you know, looks sickly as the face of my business. Similarly, I wouldn't want somebody who weighs 300 pounds because as the face of the business, that creates an image.
Just someone to work on the front desk?
Yeah, if that's the face of your business.
Capable of doing it and maybe even exceptional at doing the job?
If it's a choice, all else being equal, and you have somebody who works out every day and is fit and somebody who's 350 pounds, I think it's perfectly reasonable for an employer to be able to say, I would like the fitness person as the first, the old saying, you'd never have a second chance to make a first impression. And if it comes down to all else being equal, and now they're saying you can't use that as a determining factor in Washington State? That doesn't make any sense to me at all. Do what the rest of us do. Get a job and then let yourself go. Up next.
Under your standards, I'm not sure I would get a job.
Up next in the Fastest 15. I've mentioned that if something bizarre happens and I'm ever made czar of any particular region, whether it be state or the country, hopefully the country, a huge part of my plank in my platform would be mass sterilization of people. Here's an example of somebody I would sterilize. A mother in Florida recorded her daughter licking a tongue depressor at the doctor's office and then putting it back in with what everyone else assumed were the clean tongue depressors. The mom, her name's Corey Ward. She's 30 years old. She took her daughter, and she thought it would be cute for her daughter to lick this tongue depressor, put it back in, and then she posted it on Snapchat.
Oh my
gosh. So, here's what I would do. She's facing 30 years in prison, the mom.
30 years?
30 years for tampering with consumer product without regard for possible death or bodily injury.
Wow.
Here's what I would do.
You don't think that would be enough?
Well, here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would say, hey, Corey Ward, you have two choices here in the sentencing. Because as czar, I will actually assume the role of the judge too. Corey Ward, you can either take 30 years in prison.
I actually think it's a maximum of 20 years. She's 30 years old.
Faces up to 30 years in prison. I'm holding it in my hand.
I'm
getting back to my point.
I'd
say, Corey Ward, you have a choice. You can either spend 30 years in prison and remain fertile, or 10 years in prison, but we're going to tie up the old tubes. That would be jurisprudence. I believe.
That would be part of your platform.
She's also been told she's not allowed back on social media.
Well, and then she's complaining.
I like that punishment.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Then she's complaining. She said that she didn't know that, she only shared it with friends, and she feels betrayed.
I mean, given everything that is going around, including right now our own little measles outbreak.
Yeah. And then you heard about the girl who licked the ice cream.
No.
2 weeks ago.
It's called a licking challenge.
She licked the ice cream in a grocery store and then put the lid back on it and put it back in the freezer case.
What is wrong with people?
And she was facing up to 20 years in jail, but because she was a juvenile, they said that they're going to treat her with leniency. Now, again, I would say to the kid, 20 years in jail, or 3 months, but you must be sterilized. Wouldn't that be a much better country?
Their brain's still forming. How about you just say, you need to eat this ice cream that I have licked?
I like that one. All right.
Only,
that seems a little more fair.
Only if the liquor has some horrible disease that causes sterilization. Okay, and all of that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Stories, Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. The latest outrage with Dow Constantine. It's getting real ugly. Details coming up. Well, we have a follow-up on a story that we first brought to you about a month and a half ago. For a couple of years, I'd been hearing from King County Sheriff's detectives who were telling me that King County Executive Dow Constantine was abusing his executive protection unit. These are very highly trained men and women. They go out of state for their training so that they can literally put their lives on the line for the King County Executive. But what I'd been hearing for a couple of years was that Dow Constantine was horribly abusing this EPU. He would use them to be his personal private Uber, taking him to bars almost every night. Sometimes several bars where he would drink, carouse, according to my sources, womanize. And we finally got all of this confirmed about a month and a half ago when our Carolyn Osorio had gathered several different independent sources that confirmed all that we knew, and we were comfortable enough to run it on the air. All with the hopes, and that's what our sources were telling us too, hopefully Dow Constantine will clean up his act once there is daylight shined on this. Guess what? That ain't happening. Carolyn Osorio joins us again here on the Dory Monson Show. And
hey, Dory, it's great to have you back, first of all.
It's good to be back.
I was sad that you weren't here when the story broke yet again.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's why I wanted to do that on my first day back, because what we're now learning about some of the people who had been assigned to this executive protection unit is it sounds like there is an absolute culture of retaliation now by the county executive. Is that fair to say?
Well, it seems like it's fair to say, based on sources, that it's one particular detective that is being retaliated against. The one that my sources say Constantine thought was the leaker in the story, was the anonymous source. You know, we had that robotic voice that we had changed the voice of the person because they were very concerned about retaliation. And that was not the source.
Yeah, your source was not the person that Dow Constantine thought was the source.
From what? Yes, my source was not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But Constantine has started retaliating against a person he believed was the source.
Yes, that's what I've been told. And I don't want to get into the weeds with it, but during the time that we were sending out of all of our PDR requests, which is a public disclosure request, we asked for many emails from that specific detective because we'd heard through the grapevine that he was the most vocal, that he was like, hey, you know, he was sending up the red flag. Like, you know, how is this EPU supposed to be used? We are not just drivers. We are not Uber drivers. We are security. And that's what they were feeling like when they're being told to wait in the car.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be the DDs while Dow Constantine's out drinking every night.
And so because we'd heard that, we specifically requested this detective's emails. Well, then I had been told by a source that Dow's an assistant went to the sergeant of that unit and said, hey, you know, we think he's the leak. How can we get him off the team? And apparently that sergeant was like, well, you know, you can't get somebody off the team because you think they're a leak.
Well, not that.
And I must say that Dow denies that allegation. But essentially, my sources are saying it's basically happening right now, because every time this specific detective is called on and the King County executive finds out, he's called off.
How is Dow denying it? Because he won't talk to you.
He won't talk to me, but he denied it when he made a comment about it. When we asked him, I sent some, you know, questions over during the first story, and he said that didn't happen. And so, you know, the sergeant said that it didn't happen. My sources say that it did. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, a stalemate.
I also recall when you got emails after your first story ran that, wasn't it Mitzi Jo Hanknik who sent an intra-office memo that said there will absolutely not be any retaliation against anybody who spoke to Cairo Radio.
Yes, she said three things during that email that she sent out. She said she wanted new SOPs, standard operating procedures for the EPU on her desk by June 17th. She said there was no retaliation. There was to be no retaliation against anyone on the team, whether they were a leaker or not. And then thirdly, she said, and these new guidelines will be made without the influence of the King County Executive's office.
Well, I will also say, I'm saying this, not Carolyn, Mitzi Jo Hanknik's a dirty, rotten liar, because on the campaign trail, she said she would talk to me about any issue at any time. She has talked to me for more than 3.5 months on this subject now. She is a liar. And when politicians, especially those in law enforcement, when they are provable liars, that's a real public problem. Here's what she told Carolyn about the exact Dow Constantine allegedly retaliating against this detective.
Since the story has broken, every time this detective is called on, the executive calls off the EPU.
Well, and this, you'd have to ask the executive about that.
Wait, how would she not know that? If it's her office that provides these personnel, you've had this story, I've been talking ad nauseum about this story, and now she claims she doesn't know anything about this?
You know, when
I'm sorry to interrupt, and then tells you got to talk to Dow Constantine, who refuses to talk to you.
Well, for me, the story has always been about, when I talk to your source, about whether or not the King County executive was misusing his executive protection unit. Now,
from all the PDR documents that we've looked at, there have been cases from the last administration, from the last King County sheriff, that they tried to get this under control and that it never ends up working out. You know, Dow Constantine, for whatever reason, whenever, you know, they try to go from, you know, drivers to back to security, there's always a reason why it never happens. And so, you know, I would look to the King County executive to say, you know, why is he not using this detail as a protection with them in the car, you know, in the room with him, as opposed to having them out in the car? You know, that's really, like, for me, that's where the story is.
Well, and there is another story that you've uncovered, and that is Dow Constantine, because he's now so paranoid about the members of this unit talking, he has gone to some public events for the first time in his career that we can tell without his executive protection unit, and he's gone to Seattle police and said, will you protect me if I'm out in the public? And here's what the sheriff told Carolyn.
I haven't talked to him specifically about the 4th of July. I don't know what his thoughts were. I don't know what conversations were had, but I do know that the executive knows about labor agreements and that he wouldn't do anything to have an unfair labor practice brought against him.
So, but that would be not the letter of the law. If you have a unit within King County available to protect you, and because you want to avoid the firestorm of controversy over this story, he's now going to the Seattle police to offer him protection. That's not their job.
Well, some would say that he wants to, you know, they're alleging that he wants to retaliate against this specific detective, because why would he call it off when he's the one that requested it, or that he knew that he was going to be getting it? He's gotten protection for this event, the naturalization ceremony. Every year, it's in its 35th year, he's been the King County executive for over a decade. You know, why would he call off his own executive protection unit at a place where, you know, most people would say, hey, you know, he needs protection there.
Right. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Carolyn, but I believe you and I have both heard the same thing, that since this story broke a month and a half ago, not only has Dow not been improving his behavior in the abuse of the executive protection unit, but he's almost gotten more resolved to use it as much as ever in defiance of us busting him on this.
Well, from what I've heard, he's used Uber a few times, you know, here and there. But basically, it's business as usual. The only difference is when he calls it off with this particular detective.
Amazing.
That's what my sources say.
And here's Sheriff Joe Hanknick talking about all that.
The president of the United States, they don't have a choice. They have to have their security detail. Dow Constantine, as the King County executive, does not have to have it. And in fact, he sends a calendar of when the days that he wants it. That's right.
Yeah.
And the other thing that is, we got to wonder, is Dow Constantine going to clean up his act? And it doesn't sound like it.
I have no control over what the executive does or doesn't do. I do believe we'll come to agreement on what the best practices are.
I'll ask the same questions I asked when we first did the story. I want to know if the man's drinking too much. I want to know if he's fit to run the county emergency services, if there's a natural disaster or if there's a terror incident or anything like that at night. I want to know how much this is costing the taxpayers so that he can avoid getting a DUI by having sheriff's deputies driving him around everywhere. I mean, this is really serious stuff here. And I'm just... it's very troubling that, and you've tried, he and his staff, they absolutely will not talk to you about any of this.
Well, I've reached out to them about it and given them the opportunity to talk, and they haven't talked after the story came out. I actually texted him. The first story came out and texted him and said, hey, I'll meet you anywhere. You can come to the studio. I'll come to your office. You know, let's talk about this. I'd love to get, you know, there's always two sides of the story. And, you know, here, let's hear the side of the story. You know, based on everything I'm hearing, you know, the person that I'm most concerned about is this detective that is basically being used as a political pawn. And it's like, you know, how many movies have you ever seen where it's like the person that is getting dumped on is like the innocent in it? And you know, that's That's the question that I'd like to ask, is what's going to happen with this detective?
Well, I think there are going to be a lot more questions that need answering in the weeks to come, because I know we're both getting flooded with lots more tips about all this. And again, if you are within the sheriff's office, the sheriff's department, we will assure your anonymity if you want to reach out to Carolyn or me. We have your backs. I don't know if your sheriff does. I know your sheriff's a liar because she lied blatantly to me and my listeners when she was campaigning, so I don't have much trust or faith at all in Mitzi Jo Hanknecht. Carolyn, great story once again. I'm looking forward to whatever comes next.
So, Dory, one thing I'd also like to say as it relates to our sources is that, you know, once we did the story, I mean, the floodgates opened. This isn't just about one detective or one source or three sources. People, this is, seems to be common knowledge within the sheriff's office, and people have come forward because they're like, hey, we're sick of this. We want action. And so, you know, for any organization to think that it comes down to one, two, or three people, I mean, at this point, it's way bigger than that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, and we will stay on top of it. Carolyn, great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to share your thoughts, the Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. Hey, Mitzi, how about you honor your promise and come on with me? I got a bunch of questions for you about this, and you promised me. I don't like people in law enforcement who are liars. I think that's a very dangerous thing for a society. You can have time on my show anytime you want. All right, lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Oh, we got a lot of great stuff coming up in the big lead at 2. Man, what's happened to Miley? Man, I read an interview while I was on vacation that Miley Cyrus says that she and her hubby, Liam Hemsworth, that they're not going to have children until we can live on an earth with fish in the water. Now, I was just up in Sitka about a month and a half ago. I caught king, I caught halibut. Miley, go forth and be fruitful. There are fish in the water. And then you told me about this, Nicole, this new video she has.
Yeah, it's Dave Bowes and I, the first day that you left for vacation, him and I played this song, and it's disturbing.
That's so gross.
And I'm sorry I made you watch it, because it'll
it's,
be
it's
nice.
Horrible.
It's nightmare material.
It's like a little girl pedophilia thing. It's awful.
Uncomfortable playing.
Believe me, the visuals, the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get something to say about that too. And all the news of the hour, big lead next.